Mommy's in the kitchen, cooking up something good. And daddy's on the sofa, right up the neighborhood.
It's time for the recipe roundup. This is, I believe, our fifth edition of the recipe roundup, and today is going to be focused on Valentine's Day. We've been talking a little bit about Valentine's Day already for the past 2 weeks, I believe. We have a recipe for chocolate cupcakes with balsamic vinegar in them online, and we also have a chocolate berry ganache berry sauce up there as well. So if either of those interests you, you can check them out on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org, which is where this recipe will be as soon as we're done. Okay, so Valentine's Day is in 2 days, and making food for someone is a great way to show that you care. That's one of my favorite ways of showing that I care, and nothing to me, whether it's a birthday or Valentine's Day or an anniversary, nothing beats breakfast in bed as a gift. And my favorite breakfast classic is French toast. It's ridiculously easy to make, and it's very versatile as far as what you can serve it with and how you eat it. You can use just about any bread for French toast, whether it's something you have on hand. However, the tastier the bread is, usually the tastier the toast is going to be. And I would suggest, if you're gonna go out and get bread specifically for making French toast, look into some harder varieties of bread. Sourdoughs work really well, or like a French baguette. If you want something very buttery, a brioche can work. The main thing you're looking for is a bread that can retain some moisture without completely falling apart, though you can make it with just any sort of sandwich bread you get at the store. You just might have to be a little quicker in getting the French toast out of the egg wash into the pan. So once you have your bread, and we'll be talking about this recipe as if for a singular person, so we're going to be using 3 slices of bread as our serving size. Of course, there's a bunch of variance in the size of slice of bread that you're going to be using, so that's how we're going to be spacing out the recipe. The ratio we're going to use is that per 3 pieces of toast that you intend to make, you're going to take 1 egg and 1/4 cup of milk. Now, you're going to take those eggs and that milk, and you're going to mix them as completely as you can. And then at this point, this is where we can add any sort of flavorings in. I personally like to put in just a little bit of sugar, cinnamon, and nutmeg, and even a splash of vanilla extract or flavoring. You could also experiment with using food dyes or other flavors that, if you're making kind of a specialty toast, this is a great moment to mix in flavors. I also meant to mention earlier, as far as choosing a bread goes, you can also use raisin cinnamon toast for your French toast, and that will be very automatically yummy. You don't necessarily have to add a lot of extra flavoring for that. Mix your eggs and milk together and any sort of flavorings. Then you have your egg wash and your bread ready. You're going to take a skillet and put it on medium-high heat on your stove top, melting a little bit of butter into the pan for frying. And then, this is a good thing to get kids to help out with, is the assembly line of operation, where you can have your kitchen helper dunk each piece of toast individually into the egg wash, trying to get it as covered and coated as possible. Now, you don't want it to sop up like a sponge would. You don't want there to be tons and tons of the egg wash within the bread itself, but you do want it completely covered, and you want it to seep in just a little bit into the bread. So you can have your kitchen helper be dunking those. They hand those off to you on a plate, and then you put them directly into the pan, frying them up until they are golden brown and crisp on each side. Then they can be served with so many different things. They're really good with berries, jam, powdered sugar, chocolate spread, whipped cream, or maple syrup. You can have them as a meal itself or served with eggs and bacon. Just a really nice and pretty easy project, especially if you're trying to make it like a family event that you're making food with the kids, or if you have a lot of mouths to feed quickly. When you get down to it, it's just bread and eggs and milk all mixed together. If you are serving a salad on Valentine's Day and you want it to be a little different than what a typical salad alongside a meal would look like, I would suggest adding some strawberries to it. If you cut them lengthwise down the middle, they look a lot like hearts, and they go really well with any sort of goat cheese or feta cheese. And as far as dressings go, strawberries go well with a sweet poppy seed dressing or any sort of vinaigrette, but especially balsamic vinaigrette. So that's just a fun way to make it festive specifically for Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for listening. For the recipe and tip that we talked about today, you can go online to www.AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Underneath the special features column, you can find the information that you need. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tingway.